Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hello, everyone, on this beautiful morning. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell, from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to the infinite potential of your soul. This show is all about soul, your soul, how to unleash that unstoppable power and birth your biggest dreams. And today we're having an amazing show because we have an even more amazing guest, Dawn Del Vecchio, who's going to talk with us about your soul purpose to success. Because what is your soul calling you to be in this life? And what tools do you need to transform your soul's calling into that vocation you are uniquely put here to do? And that's exactly what Dawn Del Vecchio is going to talk about. So stay with us for the next hour. Your Soul Guidance with Saskia's Life each Wednesday on 6 a.m. Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me share about Dawn. She's an amazing person. She is so multi-talented. She's a writer, a traveler, a speaker, an entrepreneur, and her unstoppable intent to live her soul's purpose without compromise has taken her down a fascinating career path from mother to martial art artist to luxury travel writer to spiritual blogger. Dawn, her travels alone offer like a long list of exotic destinations from Santa Fe, Sedona, Mallorca, Sri Lanka, Luang Prabang, Bali, Borneo, to just name a few. And the thread that's woven through all this diversity is Dawn's intention to help others empower themselves to fully living their own dreams and then sharing her insights and wisdom gained all along the way. Dawn is the author and host of both thehealersway.com and dawndelvecchio.com, where she shares guidance, tips, practical tools for great health, happiness, and abundance. Her ebook, The 7 Keys to Unlock Your Soul's Purpose, that's a guide to help you access that soul's calling and live the joyful life you are meant to be for. Let's bring Dawn on. Welcome, Dawn.
Hi, Saskia. Thank you so much for having me here today. I'm really excited to be here and to speak with you and your community.
Well, I'm very excited too, and I know the listeners will love your wisdom. Dawn, I ask every guest always, like, you know, there comes a moment in our life that we open the door to our soul and we say hello to that big potential, that unique calling we have, and we say basically goodbye to our fearful self. Can you recall a moment in your life that it was significant and you did that?
The biggest, I would say I've done it a few times because because there have been a few times where I've gotten really settled and comfy, and then I had to make a big change. The biggest time, the most difficult one, was when I left for Southeast Asia to reinvent myself as a travel writer. I had been very unhappy for a very long time, but I had invested, you know, I was a grown-up, my kid was a young adult, I had a business, that was doing pretty well. I was married. We were very unhappy, but we were trying to hold it on and keep our vision. And I was unhappy for so long. I was about 30, from 35 to 37. There was a point where I finally, I don't know what the snap was, but a lot of things kept coming in, a lot of signals about Southeast Asia, people who were having success in other parts of the world. And I couldn't take it anymore. And I finally snapped, and I was like, I'm going on a sabbatical for 6 months, and I'm journeying through Southeast Asia, and when I come back, we'll figure out what's going to happen. I had a business where I could have people cover for me while I was gone, but it really did end the marriage, which was already quite broken. But it was so scary because I had the house, the mortgage, the land, the house we built ourselves, the business, the shared vision, the kid who'd finally grown up to move on his own, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I have to change everything because I'm unhappy.
Mm.
So that was the biggest, and it took a while to really face it. Once I did, I felt relief. And you know, when you feel relief, you know you're on the right track.
Dawn, and how did you muster the courage?
I would say the support of my friends was a big one. And one of the funny things I say is that pain is a big motivator. Every time I've made a radical life change, it's in either my career or location or relationship, it's because the pain of not doing my soul path was actually greater than the fear. And, you know, people have told me how courageous I am for years, and it took me a long time to really own that, because I used to look at people who were living in, you know, their lives of quiet desperation and think, wow, they're so courageous to live such dissatisfied lives. And now I look at that and I go, well, that's actually the opposite of courage, Dawn. That's not courage. Courage is when you say, I feel the fear and I step into it anyway. Because to not step into it is knowing that I'm giving up on my dreams.
Mm. That's so true. But Dawn, what I found so interesting, you know, when I look at my life, we, you know, some of the listeners know that and some don't, but we took an, you know, enormous leap. We left Holland behind with 5 kids because I had this dream to come to America. And I felt my soul calling, like, you got to do this. And we gave up everything. We had hardly any money, and the kids didn't speak a word of English, all little kids between the ages of 2 and 10, 2 and 11, and we went. And everybody said, wow, that is so courageous. But the interesting thing was, for me, it was such a strong soul calling. There wasn't, it didn't feel courageous. But on the other hand, like, what felt super courageous was for me to write my book. So isn't it interesting what sometimes is, you know, you feel like this is a super courageous step and you have to really gather the courage. And in other areas, you just know and you so trust. That's different for all of us, what takes courage and what takes not. I mean, for me, it can be courageous to drive to another state because then I'm not sure if I get lost on the road. But to come to America didn't take courage. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's huge. And you had all these other people's lives that were, you know, involved in that move. Yeah, and I think it's about facing, sometimes it is facing our fear because it's where you needed to grow, like, the writing the book was where you needed to stretch yourself. And actually, I have a story about that too, because I was a martial arts teacher for years, and so one of the things that really did require courage was to step into the ring and to fight. That was scary. And it took me a long time again to kind of build up to it. But for me, the motivator there was, look, and you might resonate with this with your book, if I don't do this, I will regret it, because one day I will get too old to do something this athletic and this intense, and then I will say, oh, well, I was a martial artist for years and I never stepped in the ring and tested my skills. I couldn't do it. I felt I would be inauthentic if I didn't do that.
Do you believe, Dawn, that sometimes the urgency is just missing?
When people don't actually face their courage? Yeah. Yeah, either the urgency or, you know, it's a good question, because when I was going through the process of getting ready to make a change and leave Santa Fe and move overseas, There was a woman I know, she was the mother of one of my students, who was within weeks of the exact age as me. And as an astrologer, I know that there are certain times in our lives when certain planetary influences really force us to hone ourselves into something more. And yeah. I chose the path of the soul, and she chose the path of staying where she was, even though she was incredibly miserable in her marriage, in her career, in the, her, you know, being in one place. And I don't, you know, I don't know what all what happened to her. All I know is that I remember wondering, you know, what's the difference here? Why am I so driven to actually take such a leap? And how does she have the gumption to stay in such unhappiness day after day? I don't understand.
And what is it, Dawn? What is the difference then?
It's a good question, and I honestly can't say for sure what it is that makes the difference.
We all have fear.
Yeah, the fear of change is a huge fear. And so what is it that gets one to overcome the fear? I don't know. I don't exactly know. Maybe when you feel like you have more to lose by staying in the unhappiness.
Than by making
the change.
Right, that is more painful, you know. I love that poem from Anaïs Nin. Like, what is it? The risk to, what was it? It was more painful to stay in a bud than the risk it took to blossom. And I think at some point, and I think probably in this year for many, we have to open up and blossom and step into that. But I'm looking at the clock. We're heading to a break. Everybody.
Okay.
Please stay tuned with us. Dawn Del Vecchio is an amazing expert in how to open up to that soul purpose. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And today we have our special guest, Dawn Del Vecchio, talking about your soul purpose success. But before we go any further, Dawn, can you please give the listeners your information so they can connect with you?
My websites and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, so dawndelvecchio.com, dawndelvecchio.com. And then also marketingwithheart.org. And then we'll talk about it later, but anyway, the best thing to look at there is either marketingwithheart.org or marketingwithheart.org/Saskia.
Yeah, and I know, Dawn, that, and I'm already going to say it, I know you have a gift for the listeners, and I just want to make sure people are able to get that if they, you know, they're in the car and they leave. I want them to know.
Yes. Yeah, so what the gift is.
Yeah, and how they can get it.
Yes, so if you go to the dawndelvecchio.com website, you'll see there's a picture of me in a little box there, and if you fill out your name and email address, you can get a copy of my ebook, The 7 Keys to Unlock Your Soul's Purpose, and you'll just be able to download that right onto your computer. And that's about 126 pages long. It's got tips, tools, stories, suggestions, ideas, and lots of pretty pictures, too. I created the design and the of course, the writing as well. So just dawndelvecchio.com, and you'll see right at the top of the page how to get your copy of the book.
Oh, well, and for all of you listening, you know, I saw it. It's a beautiful book. But Dawn is also part of the summit, Unleash the Unstoppable Power of You. It's a super exciting journey with 24 amazing experts who all give their unique take on how you can unleash that unstoppable power that you have. If you want to visit that, that's at completely free. For 24 days, you are entertained every day, half an hour, an interview, and advice, tips, and tools. You go to unleashtheunstoppablepowerofyou.com. That website is unleashtheunstoppablepowerofyou.com. There's already 2,000 people joining. It's so exciting. It's free. And Dawn is one of our experts in this panel as well. So, Dawn, before the break, we were talking about, you know, the urgency is missing, but certainly, yes. You know, 2012, we would think, you know, maybe we're more called than ever to step in our soul's calling. You are also an astrologer above, you know, next to the other things you do. Can you give your take on that?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I was thinking about that, you know, what we talked about, what is it that, like, why do some people leap to take their follow their soul's calling, and others stay in the fear.
Yeah.
What I've noticed, especially in the last year and a half, more and more people are willing to take that chance and willing to step into their soul purpose. People are waking up. They're recognizing that the old stories of the old world we once lived in are no longer working. The old systems aren't working, like on a literal sense, but on an energetic sense as well. So the urgent, it's somehow becoming more urgent. And in terms of astrology, yes, there's definitely one of the great things about astrology is that you can use it as a way to find out both, most profoundly, what are the energies related to someone's soul's calling? What are their gifts? What are their strengths? What are their tendencies? But then there's also the timing of things. And when is the time when they feel they must move toward that and when opportunities will present themselves? And on the individual person's, in an individual person's chart, that will vary according to person, but there are certain periods of time in a person's life where it's more obvious, like in what we call the quote-unquote midlife crisis years. Those are directly related to certain outer planet transits. But then in terms of the world as we know it today, we know that it's 2012, there's a lot going on, and most of us have heard about the Mayan calendar, but what astrologers know is that we have some big energies going on in the heavens that are repeat signatures in a new configuration of the same kind of energies that were happening in the 1960s.
Mm.
So revolutionary change and a resist. So there's revolutionary change among the masses, the desire for more freedom, liberation, and awakening and awareness, and institutional control trying to batten down the hatches and hold on and keep things status quo. And we see that in politics, and we see that in governments, not just here in the United States, but all over the world. So astrologers have seen this coming for some time. But if the 60s are any indication, then we know that this revolutionary awakening cannot be stopped. Mm. More and more people will absolutely need to live authentic, real lives in alignment with who they came here to be. And even though some people will still stay in the status quo, a lot more are waking up, as I think a lot of us know.
Well, that's very clearly explained, Dawn. But what is our soul purpose?
Well, everybody's different, huh? For me, what I see, like to answer it in the bigger sense, is to recognize that we are not, our story. I'm not Dawn Del Vecchio and I have a soul. I am an eternal divine being having an experience in human form, as right now, as Dawn Del Vecchio. But I go on. I existed before this. I will exist after this. And we all are the same. And whatever our religious belief, if you really tune into what the seed truth of your religion is, or your spiritual tradition, you'll know that the story is that we are all a part of God, what we call God or the divine or the sacred, coming here to have an experience, and then we return to the Godhead or the divine or spirit or whatever name you want to call it. And as we begin to recognize the sacredness of self, because it's not my story, it's the divinity embodied in form, and we recognize the sacredness of Mother Earth, this planet that feeds and cares for us, and then we start to live with that knowing that's the alignment of soul. And then each individual within their story gets to live their purpose. So your purpose might be to build beautiful homes for people. That's my son's purpose. That may change in time. He may find that there's something else, but right now he's happy and passionate building houses for a living. Over there in Connecticut, actually. And as long as he stays in alignment with that and works toward, in a positive fashion for himself and for those around him, then he's in his soul purpose.
Mm. And Dawn, you talk about the story, and I want to touch upon that. Sometimes the story has a double meaning. The story is what you've been telling you, how you are and how you have to live your life and with all the baggage of the past. But that's not what you mean, right?
Right. I mean, when we get caught up in our story, and this is where I'm a big vociferous advocate of meditation. And the main reason, if I had to pick one reason, it's to get out of your story. So when I say story, you hear this thing like, okay, Dawn was a travel writer and a martial artist and this, that, and the other thing. That's my story. But if I am so identified with that I take offense when people challenge me, or I get bent out of shape if somehow I feel like, oh my God, what I'm feeling right now isn't going to look good to other people, or it's not really what a travel writer should do, or whatever it is, then I'm letting my story control me instead of recognizing it as the interesting story that I get to live in this life.
Yeah, and as you say, the meditation is a very important part for you. That's one of the keys. That's one of the seven keys to live your soul purpose.
Yes, I put it as the second key because it's so important, but I put gratitude as the first key because it's the easiest one for people to start to take on.
Right.
So it's an easy act to feel like you know you're making some headway and you're doing something very proactive to begin to align yourself with your soul. But really, meditation is really important because you can have a story and you can enjoy your story, but when your story controls you and triggers your own distress, then you're not really living in alignment with your soul. You're letting your story be you.
And do you believe everybody has a soul purpose, Dawn?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I do. I believe not everyone will be able to access that. We're still living right now in a world of incredible imbalance. There are people who are really struggling for such basics right now, the very basics, that to access soul purpose is a luxury beyond their imagining.
Is it a luxury, Dawn, or what is your take?
I think eventually we will all get there. I think we've just lived in a world of such hierarchical oppression for so long that's why some of us, the ones who have awakened first, you know, are teachers and leaders, the inspirational teachers of the past. It's like it started with one here. 100,000 years go by, another here, and then pretty soon there was more and more and more, and now there's many of us waking up. And yes, even in very difficult circumstances, there are some people. Like, I love that story of that woman, young woman in Africa who...
I hold that thought because we're heading to a break, you know. I love
okay.
the conversation.
Sorry.
Everyone, we're listening to Dawn Del Vecchio talking about your soul purpose success. We're heading to a break. And after the break, more about the seven keys to unlock your soul purpose. Stay tuned.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Gratitude, asks Sacred Space. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which embraces each atom of your universe. I am that which makes your environment vibrate with very high frequency. I am that which attracts towards you all the hearts that you shelter. Wouldn't it be wonderful to allow yourself to bathe in the energy of your own sacred space every single day? Learn how to create your inner sacred space using our Essence of Gratitude Trio, which includes the Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude book, our Essence of Gratitude journal, and our Bungee bookmark, all which emanate powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have our special guest, Don Del Vecchio, talking about your soul purpose success. And we're going to talk more about the seven keys to unlock your soul purpose and your soul calling. Don, but how can the people connect to you? I also know you have a gift to share with the listeners. Please tell us.
Yes. If they go to dawndelvecchio.com, they can get a copy of my ebook, The Seven Keys to Unlock Your Soul's Purpose.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Everyone go there, dawndelvecchio.com. Is that the website, Dawn?
Yep, that's my website, and you'll see right up at the top, it's real straightforward and easy how to get it. You'll be able to sign up and then download the ebook, and it's about, let me see, actually I have it up, it's 124 pages, actually, the book. And there's seven keys. If you want, I can read off what those keys are.
Yeah, I love to hear that, but I also, let's do that first. And then, Dawn, I want to make sure you are going to tell us this story about Africa, these women in Africa. So I want to make sure
Okay.
Keys.
All right. The seven keys are engage your gratitude, awaken meditation, take action on the law of attraction, tame your ego, which touches on the whole story thing we were just talking about, embody your spirit, initiate forgiveness, and deepen your surrender.
Hmm.
Yeah. So we were talking about is it a luxury to follow your soul's purpose, and that we're living in a world where there's a lot of inequality. But I remember the story of the young woman in Africa who, through her own powerful intention and a series of quote-unquote serendipitous experiences, she was actually able to get herself out of a negative impoverished situation into going to university in the United States. And I know she was on Oprah. I didn't see the show. I've only heard about it. So really, it's possible, even in the most extreme circumstances, to focus your intent and begin to move in the direction of your soul's purpose. Even for someone, a woman living in a country where women have nothing, you know, one of the African countries, I don't know which one, have very little to nothing, and yet get managing to actually get out of that because of her passion to be in alignment with what she was called to do.
Yeah, and I think that the universe always supports our dreams when they're in alignment with our soul purpose. I mean, but we have to step on that path and often have to make bold moves and, you know, take a leap of faith.
Yes, and then and this is the thing where people get stuck. They're like, well, when X happens, I'll make this change. Like, here's a good one for people who want to start a business. When I have enough money, I will invest in a coach. I was stuck on this one for a long time. Coaching is so important, as you probably know. So finally, at some point, I realized, like, I'm not getting enough money to get the coach. So I took the bold move and said, I need a coach because I need to build my business enough to have money. So I hired a coach, and guess what happened? The money started coming, jobs started coming, connections started being made. And it wasn't from the coach introducing me. No, it happened immediately as soon as I took the action.
Yeah. Why are we so hesitant?
Good question. I think it's because we're used to living things in a certain way, identified with the material world. It's like, all right, well, I don't see the next step in front of me, so I can't take it till it shows up. And then it doesn't show up because you're not taking the step. It's the soul when we lived in the material story, everything was about the physical world. Like, do you have enough money in the bank to do this? Do you have this, you know, this, this, this? It's all about the physical, material manifestation. But now, with the world changing and the awareness of the law of attraction, we recognize that actually it's the vibration that we're emanating that creates the manifestation. It's the thought that comes first. The thought, the intention, and the alignment with the knowing of the possibility of that, that brings forth the manifestation.
It's true.
So if you're just staying in the thought form of when it shows up, I'll take the next step, then basically the energetic form you're sending out is, it's not here yet. And the universe goes, okay, it's not there yet.
Yeah. And how do we raise our vibration, Dawn?
Yep, through meditation, gratitude. Gratitude is a huge way you want to raise your vibration. Start shifting your thoughts. Pay attention to your thoughts. And every time you have a negative thought, shift it. And there are a lot of cool exercises that you can do to help you with that. So that's the conscious level. And then I would recommend doing any kind of program that detoxifies your old subconscious programming you got as a child. And just stay in the intention of, I'm going to be grateful for everything that I see that's worth, you know, that is a gift in my life. I'm going to meditate and listen. I'm going to take care of my physical body instead of abusing it. I'm going to love my body instead of going, oh, I'm so fat or this, that, or the what, all these negative things that we do. And honestly, get off the TV. Mm-hmm. You want to lower your vibration and keep yourself locked into low vibration? Watch the boob tube. I know that's a very strong opinion, but I really, after like a decade or two, yeah, of more than a decade of no TV, I know it's really very low vibration stuff.
Mm. It's true. You watch no TV, Dawn?
Oh, I haven't had a TV in decades. No, I don't watch TV. No, when I visit my family and stuff, they have TV, and I know that there are sometimes good shows and all of that, but, you know, on a general thing, like the people who wake up, here's a great way, keep your vibration low, wake up in the morning and watch the news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Go to bed at night right after you've watched the news. This is really, really keeping you in the fear vibration. And if you think about, you know, there's really two ends of the spectrum of vibrational frequency. Fear is on the lowest end, and love is on the highest end. So if every moment of the day or any moment that you have the time, you can check in with yourself and say, you know, whatever thought you're thinking, where is it, am I more leaning toward the fear vibration of that thought or the love vibration? So if you're thinking about your week's load of work, you know, I have to do this, 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 and this, and this, and you're thinking about it in terms of overwhelm and stress and resentment, you're much more toward the fear end of the spectrum, which is the low vibration. So how can you begin to either change your life or change your perspective or both on that workload or whatever that thought form is in order to shift into more of the love and appreciation about that thought? Mm. That will raise your vibration.
Yeah, well, I bet everybody who's listening now is maybe in that shift now. How
yes.
can we shift it, you know, from overwhelm and stress to a higher yes. vibration? And I know with gratitude to start with that, that is an amazing tool.
Yeah, gratitude and meditation for me really helps me a lot because I do, you know, I do a lot of also a lot of writing, and I get a lot of assignments and a lot of work, and sometimes I can definitely get into overwhelm if I let myself. But meditation for me is the key. I wake up every morning and meditate, and it helps me.
How do you meditate, Dawn? Could you give us a simple, very simple step for people?
If they're not meditating at all yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say just start small. You want it to be a doable thing. So I say even 10 minutes. In fact, we know a monk who says it's better to meditate 1 minute a day than 30 minutes once a week. But I would say take 10 minutes, do something like maybe 5 deep breaths, something to sort of initiate that you're going to sit down and meditate. Sit, follow your breath as much as possible, knowing that as soon as you give yourself that quiet 10 minutes, your little monkey mind is going to go bonkers off the walls, thinking yeah. about this, that, the other thing, this, that, the other thing. And just be kind to yourself. Say, yes, I know, and I'm going to sit here anyway. And then keep coming back to the breath as much as you can.
focusing on your breath, breathing slowly and steadily. It doesn't have to be any set amount. And then the monkey mind will go bouncing off the walls again. And yes, I know, but I'm going to sit here for 10 minutes anyway. And I tell you, if you do that every day for 40 days, I have this thing called the 40-day challenge, you will find a difference. Because if you go into meditation thinking, I have to clear my mind, the last thing that's going to happen is you're clearing your mind. The monkey mind is going to keep you busy. But if you go in and say, whatever happens, I'm going to sit here for 10 minutes and allow myself this space. What's going to happen is over time, if you do it every day for 40 days, you will find that there's a shift. Sometimes at the moment, it's just like a moment of peace, and then monkey starts again.
Don, we're going to talk more about this because we're heading to a break. For all the listeners, we are talking with Dawn Del Vecchio, and her website is dawndelvecchio.com, talking about the success of your soul purpose. But stay tuned with us, and we're going to be right back after the break.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secret.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, creating and keeping intimacy, Peter is one of the original breath workers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia and our special guest, Dawn Del Vecchio. But I want to make sure everybody knows that we still have this amazing summit going on, and Dawn Del Vecchio is one of them, and it's called Unleash the Unstoppable Power of You. And I love you to unleash the unstoppable power of you to give birth to your biggest dreams. You can join us and hear every day a half hour interview from 24 experts that can, you know, help you do that. You can go to unleashtheunstoppablepowerofyou.com. That website is unleashtheunstoppablepowerofyou.com. You can still sign up. It's free. I am interviewing 24 amazing people, just like Dawn. And now we are talking with Dawn. Dawn, how can people connect to you personally?
Well, they can go to my website, dawndelvecchio.com. And you can find, if you go to the contacts there, there's an email. You can send me an email if you want to really personally connect with me. You can also go to my Facebook fan page, which is Dawn Del Vecchio, for you Facebook bookers out there. And if you are interested in the sort of, you know, kind of nuts and bolts and getting your, you have a sole purpose calling that's related to getting an internet, you know, getting a presence online, the internet for your business, you can also check out my website, marketingwithheart.org. That's another place that you can connect with me.
Mm. Dawn, you know, you are very much about, you help people to move forward with their sole purpose calling.
Yes.
From astrology to your book, your blog writing, the nuts and bolts tools to help, you know, people with. Can you talk a little bit about that? We still have about a few more minutes left, but I want to make sure everyone knows what you're about.
Okay, all right. So in terms of the Marketing with Heart, what happened was I worked with a company that helps spirituality, wellness, healing, meditation teachers bring their stuff online. So I learned all this marketing stuff and how to market with authenticity and how to use the internet. Came back home. I was overseas for that. Came back home and really connected with a lot of healers, teachers, my mentors, my elders, people whose work I respect, people who have a great service to give. But they have such small reach. They have something passionate they want to share with the world, and they're not really able to share it or to actually have financial success with their passion and their sole purpose because they don't know how to use the tools. So I ended up creating a program. It's 20 videos that people can buy and watch, and it's like I take you step by step, how to get a website, how to help people find you on the website, how to get a social media presence, how to integrate these things, how to get that passion, purpose, and your soul work online so you can start to reach people, more people, you know, worldwide. If you're on the web, you can serve people worldwide. So how you can get out there, and then actually how you can support yourself and make a viable, thriving living off of your soul purpose. So it's nuts and bolts training, step by step. I hold your hand. You watch, you hear me teach you, and you watch my video screen. In these videos, you literally pause the video and implement what I teach you. Pretty straightforward stuff. And at some point, I'll do some coaching, too. I just need to create some space in my, you know, some one-on-one coaching. I need to create some space in my schedule for that.
Mm. You love your work, right?
I do love my work. And it's been incredible to help healers and teachers and people awakening to their soul purpose actually step into it, whether it's through the astrology or through the seven keys or through the nuts and bolts, hold their hand training to get their business online. It's been a gift for me to be able to help the great healers and teachers of the world come forth, because we need them so much right now.
We do. There's, you know, I say to everybody, you know, don't be stingy with your purpose. I've been talking to a lot of people lately this week, and, you know, they're doubting, they're procrastinating, thinking if they should do it or not. And I'm like, you know, you've got to get out there. You have an amazing purpose, you know, get your act together and shine, thrive, do it.
Yes, absolutely. And I know one of the biggest pieces for people is this technology piece. If you were born before 1984, it's kind of like, you know, all these little buttons you have to press, it gets a little freaky. So I was like, all right, this isn't, you know, it's not the most glamorous thing, but it's so needed that I'm going to do it because I can. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and so that can be not an excuse for people anymore, because I know it can be sometimes.
Yeah, and, you know, when we get on that road, amazing opportunities happen. You know, the universe always and always will present us, you know, even miracles on our path. Like you talked about this lady in Africa who had nothing, and now she's studying in the United States. But
yeah,
we have to take that baby step. What is it, talking about baby steps, what is a good baby step you can take, Dawn?
Well, if you actually, you mean in terms of if you know what your soul purpose is and you want to take
if you want to
start
that path.
Yeah, well, a good baby step is to check out those specials that I made for your listeners, for sure, to start thinking about, you know, how do I cast a wider net and reach a broader audience? I get on the internet. I put a website up for my business or my service. And you can find a lot of details about that on marketingwithheart.org/Saskia. There's a nice special. I'm offering a 20% off special of the regular price till July 30th. Mm. And get on Facebook, too. That's another way to get around and not just socialize with friends who are thinking negative thoughts or people thinking negative thoughts. Start looking up some of the words that you're thinking about. Like if you're a massage therapist or you dream of being a massage therapist, look things up. Massage therapy support groups, massage therapy schools. You know, just start activating that energy.
Yeah. And then the internet is important.
Oh, it's critical anymore. Yeah. Even if you have a local business, people are getting on their smartphones to research who to go to shop for what they want. If you're not there, if you have no presence, people don't even know you're there anymore. I mean, it's really, it's no longer an option. It used to be an option. Even 5 years ago, it was kind of optional to have a website if you had a brick-and-mortar local business. It really is not anymore. And the people who are the most behind the times are the people who are in spirituality and wellness, the people that most need to be available so anyone can find them. So,
I think... Beautiful combination, because you do astrology, so you can help people with the timing. You know, you can help them with the marketing. Dawn, we're you know, almost coming to the end of the show. Can you give your website? How can people get to you? And
yes. Okay. Yeah. One website is dawndelvecchio.com, and the other one is marketingwithheart.org /Saskia. And they can also write me at dawn@dawndelvecchio.com.
Oh, there's so much good to offer. Dawn, what is your last best tip of the day for everybody?
We need you to live your soul purpose now. It's time to take action and be who you came here to be in this world.
Well,
make a beautiful soul shine. Yeah.
Thanks for shining so brightly and help others do the same. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show. I'm sure everybody enjoyed it so much.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Guys, if you want to unleash that unstoppable power of you, go to unleashyourunstoppablepower.com. unleashtheunstoppablepowerofyou.com. Dawn is part of our panel, unleashtheunstoppablepowerofyou.com. 24 days of amazing interviews. I wish you a fantastic week. The sun is shining here in the East Coast, so we're all very, very lucky. And I talk to you next week. This was Saskia.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
Oh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat, how many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.